If you followed my suggestions, you should now find yourself at the beginning of Via Bonafede. Follow the street as far as Ponte San Pietro, St. Peter's Bridge, where you must cross to the other side to the beginning of Via Agatopisto. This takes you to Palazzo Bellini and to the Ospedale degli Infermi, the old hospital. Now we're on the last leg of our walk together. While we're walking, there's some more I'd like to tell you. Once upon a time, there were many more canals in Comacchio, and the town was somehow closer to the lagoons than it is today. At the beginning of the 20th century, Comacchio's young people and families would spend the day at the seaside at the Lido di Magnavacca, which today we call Porto Garibaldi. They would leave by boat in the early morning, getting to the beach without stepping on dry land, and would come back only at dusk, nicely suntanned and singing old songs. There are 7 Comacchio Lidos, and to reach them by car from Comacchio takes about 10 minutes. From Lido di Volano in the north, to Lido di Spina the southernmost, an uninterrupted 23 kilometers of coast is laid out with comfortable beach stations and natural free beaches. The Lidos are an ideal destination for all the family, especially for children. Porto Garibaldi has always been the one with the most picturesque atmosphere, its canal port crammed with characteristic fishing boats. It's an important center for fishing in the Upper Adriatic, and from its canal port every day you can get pleasure boats to cruise the Po Delta or to go fishing on the open sea. Lido di Volano, Lido delle Nazioni, Lido di Pomposa and Lido degli Scacchi are perfect for those who want to get away from it all and enjoy the benefits of sea and sun, along with the good healthy local cuisine and a heartfelt welcome. Lido delle Estensie, on the contrary, is the busiest. In summer, always full of parties, music, things to do, it's ideal for young people. Lido di Spina, finally, has a more elegant feel and offers a tourist experience with all the comforts. The beaches of the Lidos are ideal because they are broad and sandy, perfect for summer sports like windsurfing, kitesurfing, and wakeboarding, but also beach tennis or volleyball. There are swimming pools for aqua gym, and of course, not forgetting, courts for that timeless game of Italian bocce. And there is a 5-a-side football, basketball, and areas equipped for fitness training. Moreover, every beach station, or bagno, has a children's play area on the sand. But the 7 Lidos are not only for the summer, they're also lively in autumn and spring, and even in winter, when the colors of nature and the landscape are at their most intense and enchanting. For a romantic weekend, or a tour for the naturalist or gourmet, it's the ideal destination. Yes, the Lidos are a great asset for Comacchio, but let's get on with our expedition. Have you crossed St. Peter's Bridge yet? You are now in the oldest quarter of Comacchio. If you are already over the bridge, go down via Agatopisto as far as Palazzo Bellini, a little bit before the famous Ponte degli Sbirri. If it so happens that you're taking this walk at lunchtime on Sunday, you would by now be immersed in the intoxicating scent of grilled fish. The local families traditionally meet up on Sundays for sumptuous lunches based on fish and local recipes. The streets are flooded with those lovely smells. Yes, here, family ties are still very strong, and this owes a lot to the history of Comacchio itself, in which there are as many stories of hardship as of good times. The town flourished in the medieval era, but later its success in fishing and commercial salt production exposed Comacchio to the jealousy of neighboring cities like Venice and Ravenna. The town was weakened by periodic sacking and destruction, and even during the 3 centuries of Estense rule, from 1325 to 1597, the town didn't see real prosperity, despite their land reclamation works. The signs of recovery only really manifested during the years of papal rule, from the 17th century, the period in which we see the major town developments, the water management works, and its grandest architecture. Unique environmental conditions like those we have here led the community to be isolated and inward-looking over the centuries, and you can hear that in the local dialect with its characteristic vocalization, which is different and difficult to understand even for someone from Ferrara. After all my talking, you must now have got as far as Palazzo Bellini.